What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up. What do you got?
Selfishly, I'm doing this What You Need to Know to hopefully get these. I always take L's on the sneaker app. But as we know, Vanessa Bryant and Nike are all good. They resumed their partnership last month. And today, Nike previewed the Kobe 6 Mambacita Sweet 16 sneakers. They will be available Sunday, May 1st, in honor of Gigi's, what would have been Gigi's 16th birthday. Like I said, exclusively on the sneaker app. And I continue to take L's. So hopefully the sneaker gods are on my side and I get these sneakers. I know Lindsay's also a big sneaker person, so cross our fingers for us, guys. Hopefully we get them.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool deal that Vanessa and Nike were able to come to some accord and make sure that that worked itself out. And I think that those things are going to sell incredibly well,
you know.
And I believe a portion of it
profits
will
be
going. Go ahead. No, go ahead. You can say
For the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation? Yes.
Correct. Yes, for the foundation. Yeah. So that is pretty cool stuff for sure. That is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. By the way, shout out to Carlo Saisu, who's here, and his crew helping us out and bringing tons of water.
Yeah, he's two-fisted. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you guys
I thought
that was beer for
right.
a second?
So, you know, now they
they're
have
recyclable
these,
bottles.
Right,
yes.
They have these canned
they're
beers
aluminum. Yeah.
that have a twist-off top. You know, and now they've got water bottles that are aluminum water bottles with a twist off top versus this right here, the plastic. So let me ask you guys,
because the problem is if you drink like people have done studies now that when you drink a lot of plastic, you're getting little bits of plastic in your body.
Makes sense.
And like I think one like bad habit is like when you have a plastic water bottle in your car and you just leave it there and then the sun's hitting on it, you know,
and then
you get in your car. And even if you have a sip of it, and it's even hot and gross. There's some kind of little plasticky stuff is getting in there.
Yeah.
I kind of like the feeling of this because it feels like I'm drinking a beer and holding a beer, but I'm drinking water.
I know what you mean. Do they sell these at arenas, parks, games? I mean,
I've seen them at ballparks, like as in baseball parks.
Is this what the Giants, the Yankees fans threw on the field?
I don't know.
The Guardians?
This is like, you know, this is metal. This could hurt, you know?
I don't know.
Certainly full plastic. Yeah. Wow.
But it's actually better for you to drink out of this.
Good. Yes. Well, it's good water.
I mean, glass is probably the best to drink out of, is what I would imagine.
Good water.
It's why, like, I don't drink soda very often anymore, if at all. But soda out of a glass bottle is way better than a can.
Mexican Coke, though. You guys know the difference between Mexican Coke versus, like, American Coke.
Yeah. Real sugar?
Yeah, like super, super sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
And in a bottle.
Love it.
So good.
The direct, what do you call that? Translation of Mambacita is what?
Little Mamba?
Little Mamba, yeah.
Little Mamba. Okay.
See how I
like
jumped right into that?
Little,
you got
female
that
Little Mamba.
Female, that's what I have. Cita. Yes. Okay.
Cita.
Female Little Mamba. Okay,
Cita.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so there you go. All right, so we had mentioned that clearly the division has changed. We're here at the Rams Draft House. By the way, if you're just tuning in right now, make sure if you haven't already, and look, we've seen the numbers, plenty of you have, but you need to make sure you download the ESPN LA app. Go to your app store, regardless of what kind of phone you have. You have an Android, you have an iPhone, whatever. You can find the ESPN LA app in your app store. Just put in the search ESPN LA spaced apart. And you will find the app. So make sure, and it's got everything there. It's got the live stream. It's got all the podcasting. It's got all the contesting.
Wow.
All the things that you would want.
One stop shop. Dude, I can have you guys on my phone.
Yes.
Already rave reviews. But here's the thing. I'm going to ask you guys this. I've said it before, but I'm old school. I get in my car. I like to turn on my radio.
Yeah.
But we want people to take us with them everywhere they go. And a couple of years ago, I was down in the city of Orange, and I was at a soccer tournament. Thousands and thousands of people, right? And I'm looking around, and everybody's got their phone. And remember, when we were kids, remember a Sony Walkman?
Oh, yeah.
You used to put it on your arm, headphones. You could listen to an AM/FM radio on a Sony Walkman. Nowadays, nothing. If you don't have your phone, let me rephrase it. You can get every piece of content you want if you're on your phone. But nobody's walking around with a transistor radio. So I realize we've got to be phone-centric first, more than ever before, right? In radio. Driving here today. I'm listening to the radio. I hit a spot where the radio crinkles a little bit, and I said, let me turn on the app. Turn on the app in my car. Crystal clear. Like, I mean, just perfect crystal clear. And I stayed with the app for about an hour and a half.
Wow.
So my question is this. Do you feel like you're cheating on radio when you're listening to the radio show on the app?
I think this is approved cheating, though, right? It's approved.
It's approved cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go to the app, right? Yeah.
Will you be more inclined to listen in your car on the app or the radio?
I usually listen on the radio first. I think, there are certain times of the year when, AM radio gets worse in the winter because, this is way too inside baseball, but basically the transmitter gets to full power after sunset and before sundown. So it's sundown. Like, for example, we have to turn down the power by FCC law. So that means, people in the Inland Empire can't hear the station the same way.
Wow.
It crackles. So for those people, in the times of the year when they want to listen to the station, don't want to listen to the crackles, they can Bluetooth it through their car.
Nice.
Problem is, once you start using the app,
you don't want to go back.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
I thought you were going to say something else, but
what did you think I was going to say?
It's okay.
I like your lesson in engineering.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
I mean, I've been at this for a long time.
I'm impressed.
Really?
I'm impressed.
I didn't know that. I had no idea you've been in this for a while. I thought this was new. I thought this was your first day on the job.
First day.
And you invented the app.
Yeah.
It's your idea.
No.
Well, not this
app. Said.
Not this app.
Not
but,
this app.
But, just apps in general and the notion.
He invented the apps.
You created apps.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No?
No.
Okay.
No.
This would be your house if you created apps.
Yes. Yeah, probably true. Or that one over there.
Or that one over there. Yeah,
right. I know. I like that one.
There.
I know.
Wow. How about that one way up there?
Oh, my, with the orange. Oh, yes. I'm there. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. They're looking at us right now.
So anyway.
NFC West? Yeah.
NFC West has changed a ton.
Rams is still at the top.
I feel like, forget about just the, we could expand further, but when I look at the entire NFC landscape,
yeah,
I feel like it's actually, again, it's never as easy as we think, but the path, at least on paper, for a chance to potentially repeat, looks better to me than it was even last year to get there the first time.
Oh, you beat the GOAT twice. You beat Brady twice, once in the playoffs, and you won the Super Bowl.
Right.
You got lucky that San Francisco knocked out Aaron Rodgers. You didn't have to see him.
Right.
That was going to be a problem. We all know this.
Yeah.
So those pitfalls are still out.
Right, but let's look at the NFC right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's start with the NFC West.
Go ahead.
So Russ is gone. Right. Seattle's not going to be as good.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. I like the tackle they took, though. Yeah, that's smart.
The Niners are good, but we don't know about their quarterback situation.
True.
So that's still an unknown.
And they didn't trade Debo. No problem.
And regardless of which quarterback they use, Jimmy Garoppolo's not a great, prolific quarterback, and the other kid is going to be a second-year player.
But all Jimmy Garoppolo does is?
Is win?
Is beat the Rams.
Oh, okay.
That's all he does.
That's right. He had gone, what was it, 9 straight?
All he does is beat the Rams.
Yeah,
but yes.
And he's a winning player. He just doesn't. He wins like Trent Dilfer used to win.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's never going to be just about him.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are unappreciated.
Yeah.
Really.
No doubt.
Especially if you don't have a quarterback now.
And the Cardinals, I mean, they're probably going to be better than they were last year. But
Hollywood Brown's going to help.
But I don't know if I fear them.
You know what? Okay, look, it's because what did he say to you? It's you're living in the now.
You're a prisoner of the moment.
Okay. No, I said he's a prisoner.
Okay, you are a prisoner of the moment because the last time you saw the Arizona Cardinals, they weren't very good. Think of the first time the Rams played them, when you couldn't even get close to Kyler Murray.
Right. Okay, and
that guy is still out there.
But here's why I don't fear the Cardinals, and this is
you did. After that
game. No, I didn't even fear them then.
Really?
I didn't.
You couldn't even get close.
I said it on the air.
They tried to fire Raheem Morris after that game.
This guy right in front of you?
Yeah.
This guy right in front of you? Steve Mason?
Yeah.
All these people at the station jumped off your bandwagon.
Real? No.
During the season.
Yeah. Mason didn't jump off the bandwagon.
No, he didn't.
Mason said, I'm done with Matthew Stafford after that 3-game losing
Really?
Streak.
No, he didn't.
He did?
The only person, we have documented audio of this.
How come I never heard this before?
The only person on this station that said they're still going to win the Super Bowl was
you.
Me.
Okay.
The
I
only
like it.
Person.
And it was a great move because even if you're wrong, everybody expected you to be wrong anyway. And if you happen to be
right,
you can continue to break your arm, patting yourself on the back.
I knew I was right. But here's my thing on the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Historically,
yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury, even when he was a coach in college,
falls apart
at the end of the season.
No doubt.
Great starts, always torpedoes. Kyler Murray, by the way.
If Kyler Murray gets better, he can offset that.
But Kyler Murray also falls into those same traps even before Cliff was there.
But they are scary.
Good starts, bad finishes.
Give them props. They got some talent.
They're good.
Hollywood Brown's going to change them a little bit. Hopkins will stay healthy. They're a problem.
The division not as tough as it once was.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that the Rams are at the
Seattle,
top.
Because Seattle
was at the top of the division for a long time.
Right.
But San Francisco, Seattle, and L.A. has never been good at the same time. Like been dominant at the same time,
right?
Usually one falls off.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So the division not as strong as it even was going into last season
fair.
At this time.
Okay.
And then the NFC, I mean, Rodgers scares you, obviously.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, Brady scares you a little bit. So and then
but no, Brady scares me a lot. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
but that's it. Like, do the Cowboys scare you? They don't scare me.
I'll say this: is Zeke healthy or not?
I mean, he hasn't been healthy in years.
Okay, if Zeke's healthy, they scare me. Right. But I mean, it's Dallas. They're
but
beatable.
The biggest predictor of future injury.
Oh, wait a second.
Is past injury.
I've heard this.
What? This right
that
here?
Right there. Somebody said that to me once. I've heard it only one time before.
I just heard it in the draft. They were talking about the corner they took. Stingley. Yeah. Same thing. He's got injury history. He's
biggest predictor of future injury is past injury.
Well, LeBron, does that count too?
Yeah, he's getting older.
That's true. He gets
certainly
older.
Counts for Anthony Davis.
Okay, but I see where you're going with the NFC West. I think the Rams should win the West.
Right. And then the rest of the NFC, not as the AFC now is a bloodbath.
You mean winning the Super Bowl will be tough?
Getting through the NFC will be easier than getting through the AFC.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't sleep on all the NFC or the entire conference.
But that's it. Like, the Cowboys never.
The AFC is a bloodbath on that side.
Dak Prescott, to me, I'm not a Dak guy.
Yeah.
I feel like, to your point, when they've been at their best is when Zeke is healthy.
It's hard to criticize Dak Prescott. Have you noticed that? It really is. It's hard. Yeah, I mean, you get heat for it.
I know, big time.
Big time.
I know, right.
Big time
Like,
heat.
How dare you?
Right, for criticizing Dak.
I think he's good. I don't think he's, like, elite.
You know what I always said about him? He's a better version of Jason Campbell.
Oh, wow. That's really starting way down there.
Yeah,
that's really low. He's clearly better.
Is that bad?
I mean, my goodness.
A lesser version of a healthy Dante Culpepper?
Wow, wow.
Yes. Yeah, is that ugly? Is that blasphemy? Yeah.
Dante Culpepper had some really good years.
There were
he had
some
Randy
times.
Moss and Chris Carter and Robert Smith.
There were some times where he was good. Man.
Okay.
So,
a lesser version of a healthy Dante Culpepper.
Yeah. I mean, he's in that neighborhood.
Okay, yeah.
I'll give you the Dante Culpepper neighborhood.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like, he's not Russell Wilson.
No.
Right.
He can't will you to victory, so to speak. You're
correct.
Right.
So, I mean, when he throws for, like, big – when he's had his biggest games, they lose.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So, when Zeke – gets it going, to your point.
Yeah, yeah.
They ball out and win.
But I know there are a lot of teams, at least 15 teams, that would love to have a guy like Dak Prescott.
So anyway, the point is, I feel like the Rams are in health obviously matters. This sport is a battle of attrition in a lot of ways.
No doubt.
But I feel like the Rams do such a great job, not only getting the top-tier guys on this roster, but they do such a great job in the margins. 28 guys on this roster last year were drafted by this team, and nobody talks about that.
You know, the most impressive thing about this football team, they're all in this room right now. It's not the players. It's the coaches that he attracts.
Right.
It's the young coaches because when you're drafting the way you're drafting and how you're drafting without, you know, blue-chip guys, you have to coach these guys up. And every single guy in this draft from last year and the year before are either starters or getting better or are about to become starters. So I think that's the most important thing. But, yeah, I mean, look, from a player standpoint, I still think you have the best roster in this division, hands down.
Yeah.
I mean, some guys will put you over. Aaron Donald is worth two or three guys, so that's a little bit different. But in the NFC as a whole, as a conference, okay, there's still some teams that you can't sleep on.
No, Tampa Bay being one of them now that Brady's decided to come back. Green Bay, obviously, even though they've lost Devontae Adams, they still have Aaron Rodgers. And look, even though he hasn't been to a Super Bowl since 2010, you still have to respect them. But to your point, George, there's no doubt that the Rams are, and understandably so, they are the favorites in the NFC. And I realize we're only talking about April. But it's the AFC. And it's the AFC side. You know, like, they may be the best team in the NFC, but it's the AFC side where there are more better teams.
And more better teams. More better teams.
That sounds like a movie.
Remember Mo Better Blues?
Mo Better Blues.
Yes,
more better teams.
Thank
it does.
You.
All right.
Let's talk about the more better teams in
Who
the
is
AFC.
Your AFC
team?
But wait a second. Yeah.
Let's do that on the other side. We got a break.
I understand that. Yeah. But it's something very important that I have to tell you on the other side of this break that you were not here for. Let's write that. It's life and death important.
I will write it down.
Okay.
Okay. We'll get to that on the other side. So we'll do that. Stick around.
It's
here for the Rams Draft House. DeMarco Farr is here for our shenanigans. Thankfully, Sedano and Cap, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Yeah. What up? We're here at the Rams Draft House, as you heard Chris mention, here in the Hollywood Hills. Cap hasn't done anything too embarrassing yet.
Well, I mean, what do you think? What do you think I'm going to do?
I mean,
Jordan Rodrigue from The Athletic suggested that I jump into the pool. She thought that would be
please
fun.
Please don't do cannonball that. Style.
Yeah.
You must
yeah.
do it.
If you want to do it, just make sure you do it right at like 6:58.
Yeah.
I double
when I'll
dog.
Be on the way down to my car.
Yeah. Double dog dare you.
Yeah.
Can't back out of that.
All right. So listen. I don't know who's got. I think somebody's got their computer on
I
it.
I think I do.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Usually it's me, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I actually tried it, and it was, and then it turned on.
I just panicked, like, oh my god, and I like tried to lower my computer and put it on mute. So, George, let me tell you something that you don't know.
Tell me something,
okay?
Kaplan,
this is
that
important.
I don't know.
Let me tell you something. You
yes.
ready?
Mm-hmm.
So last week, DeMarco and I are on the show because you were traveling, or
as I was sick.
You were at the beginning of.
He
being
covered
sick.
For you very well. Yeah.
Thanks, DeMarco.
Yeah,
appreciate
it. He has your back,
big time. So here's the thing. So DeMarco is making he's kind of asking everybody a question. Should he become a Dodger fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I've converted.
You have?
I converted a couple years ago.
I wanted to know who I was casting my lot with.
Okay.
So that's the discussion.
I
go
have.
Ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, George went through the full conversion. I mean, he took the classes. He saw the rabbi.
Yeah.
I mean, he just.
Did
I
had you
to
have
work,
to denounce?
I had to work with Bergman.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Did you have to denounce a team? Do you have a team?
I grew up a Yankee fan. But it was like my dad was a Yankee fan. And, you know, I grew up in Florida. So it was – we didn't
by
have
proxy.
A team until I was in high school.
Right.
Okay.
So,
okay.
you know, and when we lived there – and Scottwood knows because he lived there as well growing up. We actually back then was great. It's kind of like L.A. with football prior to you guys in a lot of ways where you could watch a bunch of different teams.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Braves on TBS.
Yep.
The Yankees and Mets were on an independent station. And you had the Cubs from WGN.
Wow.
So back when I was growing up, you could watch all those teams almost every game.
And really, before Miami got the Heat, the Marlins, and the Panthers, all we had growing up as kids were the Dolphins and the University of Miami.
And
football
spring
was everything.
Training Yankees in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
Ah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
So, like for me, when I was a kid, I go to spring training. There's Bucky Dent.
Right.
There's Willie Randolph.
So
there's Billy Martin.
But here's the thing. When I was – okay, when I lived in the Northeast and I was in Connecticut, I would watch Yankee games all the time because I was there. You know what I mean? But, like, I feel like since I moved here, I'm like – I'm not really watching a lot of 4 o'clock Yankee games. Like,
right.
You know, it's just not on my radar that much.
Yeah.
So I kind of started to little by little detach. And then I really like Dave Roberts.
Me too.
He's
that's
such
what's
a good dude.
Me. See, we're getting close. Right.
Really, I really like him.
Yeah.
I really like Andrew Friedman.
Yeah.
Their organization is they're a lot like the Rams. They're just really nice, really easy to deal with. And I've kind of grown and gravitated to them. My friends make fun of me because they feel like I'm a Rams fan now because Sean is always so nice and Les is always so nice, and they come on the show all
no
the
doubt.
Time. And it's like,
we're like-minded about the
My so only the Dodgers.
Point,
that's what happened to me.
My only sticking point was the fan base. Like, who am I joining? Am I joining a gang or am I joining fans? You know,
don't even start. She's going to go crazy on
me. I didn't mean it that way, Laura. Don't go crazy.
She'll go crazy on you. She will. She is the great defender of the Dodger faithful.
As I should be.
Mm-hmm. So listen, but here's
the
thing. But here's how this goes, George.
Yeah.
DeMarco says, but I got a team.
Yes.
And I said,
what your team got to do with me?
That's precisely
what he said.
Exactly what I said.
Yes.
And then I said, oh, yeah, here we go. I said, does anybody know who got a man?
There's no way.
There's no way what?
There's no way that's one person.
So here's the deal, George. All right, Laura.
Yeah, it's MC Light and Positive K.
No.
See?
No.
That's what I thought.
No. So here's the deal. So DeMarco says, I got a team, and I say, what's your team got to do with me? And then we start playing Positive K.
No, Positive K is a group. He's K plus.
No, he's positive. He's positive. There's nobody else who's K, by the way.
Yeah.
No, he's positive and K. It's his last name is K.
Okay.
First name Positive.
Right.
So I say to DeMarco, do you know that this song, Positive K, he sings both parts. He's the guy and the girl.
No, I asked you, who's the girl?
MC Light.
I said, who's the girl on this song? You said it's him.
No, it's MC Light.
Okay. So.
Is it MC Light?
Yes.
Okay. So
are you sure?
Yes.
That's
no, he's not sure.
That's
he's not
I
sure because
yes.
he paused for a second.
I've never heard that.
He's
no,
paused.
Yes. I will Google it right
okay,
now.
Google
MC
it.
MC Light's
Google
in
it.
My wheelhouse.
Okay,
I would
Google
have heard. See, I would have heard that by now. That would be both their songs.
Right.
Not just one.
Right.
Yeah.
So Positive K, I contend, George, that Positive K, old school rap knowledge.
No, it is
here.
MC Light and Positive K.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
I told DeMarco that the story goes that MC Light, I didn't even know MC Light, that Positive K plays both roles.
Who told you that?
And then we looked it up.
No, Funch.
And we read about
Funch,
it.
Funch looked it up.
Yeah.
Funch said it was just him, and I've actually heard it's MC Light.
Well, here's the deal. I said to DeMarco last Friday, we need to bring Positive K on the show.
Yes.
We must bring Positive K on the show. Because even if it is him, it is MC Light, if it's him for both, I don't know. We're going to figure it out. So I just spoke to Positive K.
No way.
I did. I just spoke to him.
You did.
I did. I said, Positive, we got to have you on the show. Remember we talked about it last Friday? He said, yes, I'm down. So Positive is going to join the show at the top of the hour.
No way.
Yeah. So after we play Radio Tinder and after we've got what you need to know, Positive K will settle the debate. Is he both the male and female part of the song, or is MC Light the female part of the song? And listen, if you wouldn't have said, I got a team, and then I wouldn't have said, what your team got to do with me, we wouldn't be having the Positive
That's
K
okay,
conversation.
Though. I just realized I believed in Funches, though. Because Funches said he mm-hmm. said it was true, so
no.
I went with him.
No.
George is continuing to research.
Wait a minute, Laura. You didn't say MC Light back then.
I didn't.
You just said MC
because
Light right now.
Funch was like here in the back.
We believed
like,
in Funch.
No.
There's a music video.
He told
right.
me that I was.
I never saw the music video.
Yeah. But I don't know that that's MC Light. I don't know that that's who that is.
IMDb has it as MC Light.
All right. Well, I know.
And Positive K.
Well, we're going to find out because Positive K is going to be
here. So you're going to say
bit.
That IMDb is wrong?
No, I'm going to say that I didn't know. And then Funch was like, I always remember hearing this story that Positive K did both parts.
But when you said that both parts, that's why I was confused. I'm like, I thought Positive K was one person. And I'm like, is it a group then?
No, it's Positive K.
Right, that's what
shocked.
I thought.
When they said it was one person, I was shocked.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that can't be one person.
I was confused when because he made it seem like Positive K was a group.
No.
And that's what I thought he was referring to. And no, MC Light is the female voice.
Well,
okay.
We'll find out, I suppose. I mean, this is a controversy of 30 years brewing.
Is it really a controversy?
No. Wait a minute. Did anyone ask how you know Positive K?
No. How do you know Positive K?
How do you
K?
Know? Like, what do you
did. Well, it was 1989. You were in college, probably.
Yeah, how do I know Positive K? I really don't
question.
Know Positive K.
Did you slide into the DMs?
Yeah. How'd you get his number?
So I did. I one time.
You're that guy. There
don't
it is.
Don't be.
You're
don't that do
guy.
That, George.
You're that guy.
Don't do it, George.
You slid into his DMs.
Don't do it, George.
You slid into his DMs.
See, I don't mind being that guy.
That's all right.
I just don't like guys who call out other guys for being that guy.
But isn't that what that guy does?
That's kind of, yeah, that is
so
kind of
thank
that guy.
You.
That is that guy.
So here's the thing. So I sent out a tweet that said something like, hey, me and DeMarco were talking about Positive K and I got a team. And then Positive K liked the tweet.
Right.
So then I hooked up with Positive K.
Right, DM'd him.
And I was like, yo, Positive.
Because he's that guy.
Right.
Now, well, let me ask you a question. Were you fishing for a DM or a follow from Scott Van Pelt today? Because I saw you tweet him, too.
No, Scott Van Pelt and I have had a lot of, like, Twitter back and forth where it's not been pleasant.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, not been pleasant at all.
Why?
I don't know.
What have you done to him?
I didn't do anything intentionally.
He's, like, one of the nicest people in the world.
Well, he's also one of the guys that's, like, always responding to people on Twitter.
Right.
And I must have said something one day, and he kind of fired back at me, and I fired back at him, blah, blah, blah. So there's been a little bit of Twitter beef at times.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm telling you
and
right
then
now.
Then he drags me into it. He tags me on this. So
oh,
now
really?
The next time I run into Scott Van Pelt, I'm like, who's this guy you're working with?
Yeah. Listen, Scott Van Pelt did a beautiful tribute to his dog who
oh,
died.
Oh, my God. I yeah. cried my eyes
and it
out.
Was, and it was really beautiful. And
Otis,
it,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was telling the story about how every time he's in his office, no matter what he's doing, the dog is sitting over his shoulder. Well, I have the exact same experience.
Right.
You know, so I have my dog sitting right next to me when I'm doing everything I'm doing. I'm working conference calls. I'm doing podcasting. I'm doing radio.
All you need to know about
but
what...
But you can't stand your dog.
No,
yeah, you
not
do
true.
Can't stand
it's
your
not
dog.
True.
You wouldn't do a $7,000 surgery
guys,
for him.
Listen,
what happened?
If the dog...
I said, if the dog needed back surgery for $7,000, would you do it? And he's like, eh.
Oh, wow.
No, he straight up said,
you see? You see?
Yeah, it's
you
true.
See?
That
kind of
took some steam.
I mean, jeez.
Wow.
You see?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, listen, $7,000 is a lot of money for a dog.
Look at what we're doing here.
DeMarco's always on your side, and he was like, nah, B, I can't be on your side here. Wow. Like, nah.
So Scott Van Pelt is like one of the nicest people. Have you met him before?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the nicest. I literally saw him during the Super Bowl. And we were at some Super Bowl party together, and we didn't see each other, but I during the event. So as I was walking out, I just tapped him and gave him a peace sign. He's like, "Hey, what's up?" And I'm standing outside waiting for my car at the valet, and he comes from behind me. And goes, "I'm so sorry, I didn't stay to talk to you. I was talking." I'm like, "Scott, it's okay. He's literally being whisked away.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You got to go back to Connecticut to do Sports Center. And, like, I'm like, yo, it's all good, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll catch you next
time. He's a cool guy.
And it's
yeah.
like, and then this guy's pestering him. This is what I got to deal with.
Not pestering. Yeah. I was giving him a tribute.
No, but before you've been pestering
well,
him.
Only
a tribute to the dog.
Yes, because
yeah.
I thought
right,
thing...
but you think he doesn't see your name and go, oh, this guy. I remember this
guy.
Course,
the brouhaha
of course he
before.
Does. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I really don't remember, but we went back and forth a few times,
okay.
and he wasn't happy with something I said
to
him.
But you know what's going to happen here?
What?
And this is going to be the beauty of this show, is when Scott does the thing where he's that guy,
yeah.
it's going to fall on me.
Oh, that's how it
that's
works?
That's how this is going to
oh.
work.
So, just like he instigates
yeah.
fights,
yeah, yeah.
I just kind of put stuff on him.
I get involved by proxy, basically.
That's
oh,
right.
how
this
fun.
Situation.
Yeah. How fun.
Right, isn't this fun? This is fun.
He yeah. messes up, you catch the heat.
Correct.
This is great.
Yes. Then it's like...
Who's this Kaplan guy
this
that
Kaplan.
You're on the air with?
Can you like, tell him to stop?
Right. Right.
I'm dying. What did you say to Scott Van Pelt?
I don't remember.
What could make you mad?
It didn't make me mad. I said something. He said something on Twitter.
Oh.
Like, I was surprised that he, like, replied to me. I don't remember exactly
wow,
what it was.
Yeah.
I've been telling you, it's years ago.
Right. Probably was sweating a little
no.
bit.
Do you
under
do beef?
My arms.
You don't beef, do you, on Twitter?
Not on Twitter anymore.
No, okay.
Years ago.
Every
I don't
now and
beef
then?
Anymore.
Okay.
Occasionally, if someone says something about us, I'll bring them up on the air and
oh, really?
Address them on the air.
Okay, but not Twitter. You won't go back and forth.
It's a pointless exercise
yeah? okay.
to do that. Like you
every
know,
now and then, you got to shout into the void.
No, once
yeah.
in a while, you got to chin check people.
Every now and
but
then.
But I'm talking
yeah.
about like once, like every 6 months.
Okay,
yeah.
right.
Like
okay.
if not, it's not worth it. I mean, look, my theory on all of this is this. I can't change someone's mind
yeah.
that I don't know personally.
This is true.
You know, and even if I know them personally, chances are I can't change their mind either.
Pretty true. Hard.
So
yeah.
it's going to be way harder if we don't have an actual connection.
Yeah. Changing mind is not – that's not easy.
So
yeah.
it is what it is.
Can't do
right.
type it.
Radio Tinder will change your mind on making sure you stay tuned with us. It's coming up in 2 minutes.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, guys. So Sam Asghari is looking forward to welcoming his first child with Britney Spears, but don't expect the couple to be sharing a gender reveal anytime soon. In a recent interview, Britney's beau opened up about becoming a father and whether they want to know the sex of the baby beforehand. He said, quote, "I don't know. That's up to her, but I don't want to know. It's something that I want to wait for. If it's a daughter, it's going to be the most spoiled princess ever. If it's a son, he's going to be the toughest son ever. You guys all have kids. Did you all want to know the baby's sex ahead of time? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano."
It didn't matter to me. It was really what my wife wanted, and she's a planner, so she wanted to know, so we knew. Swipe right.
I suppose I'll go the opposite direction because literally all four children did not know their sex until they were born. Never knew.
So you didn't have like a pink or a blue nursery or anything?
Uh-uh. They didn't know their own sex when they were born? That's
no.
the way you made it sound like.
You looked at me kind of funny. I was like, what?
Very modern.
No, my ex-wife and I, speaking of ex-wives, make sure you call the dadvocates. Okay. My ex-wife and I, we did not know boy, girl, for any of the four children.
Wow.
Never once.
Swipe left. I'm with you.
Did you really? You
yeah.
Too?
Yeah. I mean, nothing against gender reveals, but I mean.
Oh, those are the worst.
I
yeah,
think it should
I
be
agree.
A mystery, right?
Would never do that.
Never.
Gender reveals.
Yeah. I don't mind knowing. The gender reveal party, I'm anti.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Anti.
Time. Thank
yeah.
you.
Anti.
Okay.
It's just, I don't care, bro.
Here's the deal. I told my buddy who recently had a gender reveal, and I saw it all over Instagram. He hits a golf ball, and it blows up, and it's blue.
Wow.
Yes, we're having a boy. I'm like, I text him. I'm like, yo, man. Like, congratulations, mazel tov to you, but that's really stupid, dude.
Yeah.
For real. I'm just telling you.
Have you seen the ones where the guy gets mad when it's pink?
Like yes.
Like the father gets mad?
That's really
that's
stupid,
what I mean,
too.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's really stupid.
I saw a really weird one over the weekend where there's two guys were dressed up. One was wearing, like, pink with, like, a giant diaper, and then the other one was wearing blue with the giant diaper. They were doing, like, a fake sumo thing, and, like, the winner of the sumo, you know, they planned it out to make it look like they're like fighting each other. It was very weird. It was probably the weirdest one I've ever seen.
Theatrical even.
Oh yeah, that was a weird one. All right, next one. So Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat have each been fined $15,000 for what the NBA deemed as an obscene gesture made by Butler in the Heat's Game 5 first-round closeout win over the Hawks. So Butler's rules infraction occurred late in the second quarter when, amid a personal 10-0 run by Heat guard Max Struss, Butler stood on the sideline and made a thrusting motion with his hips to celebrate his teammate's success. The Heat later posted a video of Butler's gesture to their social media account. Is the NBA getting a little carried away with these fines? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
Yeah, I feel like we're all grown-ups, and, you know, come on, really? Like, are these things that offensive?
It was like a...
Remember when Ace Ventura in the movie? Except it wasn't, like, so pronounced. Mm-hmm. It was more like...
Can you feel that?
But think of it like if he was doing it to slow jams.
Okay. A little bit slower.
Yeah, you know, like some, like, Marvin Gaye or something.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
You know, Al Green.
I got you.
It was a little slower.
Yeah, I got you.
And, I don't know.
Almost a hula hoop motion.
Yeah.
How much did they fine him?
$15,000.
And the team,
15,
too.
15,
so 30 total.
Yeah.
Wow.
All over that, really?
They've done that in the past. I mean, so Eddie House used to do the marbles dance.
Yeah.
From Major League.
Yes. Yeah.
You've got no marbles.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So Eddie House did that many, many years ago. And Sam Cassell actually was the original to do that. And he got fined. That they started that back then, so... It goes back now multiple decades, if you think about it. But I think it's silly, but whatever.
Okay. I mean, listen, Kyrie Irving gives the fans the bird, and they fine him. I'm
50,
like,
right?
Yeah. 50.
And I'm like,
1-5.
Even that, I think, is kind of ridiculous. But, I mean, what Jimmy Butler did.
Dance move.
Well, okay, was it obscene or no?
No.
It was not obscene.
I don't think so.
They think so, but.
For our eyes. Like,
no.
I didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
They posted it on the social media account, so there you go. And obviously those people are super careful about the content. So if they thought, oh, this is funny, this is fine.
But what was the question? Is the NBA getting too touchy?
Yeah, because they I feel like they're handing out fines left and right for everything.
I'm going to swipe right. You got to protect the product. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, what's next?
All right, so a parent has vented their disdain over a rude wedding invitation from their cousin, which they received via text message. The bride-to-be wrote, quote, "Hey, I'm getting married in 2 weeks' time. Obviously, you're invited, but I do understand with baby, you may not want to come. The wedding will be at such-and-such church at such-and-such time, followed by dinner at 6 p.m. So the cousin thought that the text invite did not seem genuine at all, and due to the lack of warmth, she debated if she should even go. So if you received that exact text wedding invite, would you feel welcomed enough to go? Swipe left or swipe right.
And the part of it that's rude is, hey, you got a baby, and so I would understand that if you don't want to come?
No, the fact that there was no formal invitation in the mail. It was literally a text that said, hey, I'm getting married.
Right, but now, was there other people who were invited by traditional methods?
She said they live in the same city, so... She feels that maybe it's because she lives close by that was the invite, because the rest of her family that lived out of the country or out of the state got regular invites in the mail.
Oh, yeah, really?
She forgot that she had to invite her.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that sounds like
100.
She forgot.
Okay.
And I would be annoyed by that.
Well, yeah, if you get invited to a wedding 2 weeks before the wedding,
you were
not invited.
But would you go? So would you go?
I would probably still go, only because if the rest of my family's going to be there and you want to be supportive of the family, you go and not create a stir, although she's clearly creating a stir after the fact. But, yeah, I could get why she's annoyed, sure.
Would you still go, Cap?
I'm probably. I mean, if I'm being honest about it, I probably would go, you know. I'm just a peacemaker.
You're a nice guy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm a peacemaker.
Would you make a crack? Like, hey, how about that invite?
Be like, hey, did you guys just find out? Can you believe it's only 2 weeks they put this thing together? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, like, what do you mean 2 weeks?
You would be doing that the entire night at the table.
Wow.
If you were at – that's why – now, if Kaplan table 2700 over there in the corner.
Hey, I would go
stay
to the bride.
On him, Cap.
I'd say to the bride, I go, hey, listen, I want to tell you something. I hope you enjoy the gift. I would have gotten you something different, but I didn't feel like I had enough time. 2 weeks is like nothing, you know? I mean, I couldn't get anything in 2 weeks. You know, supply chain issues.
Yeah.
DeMarco, are you going?
I got to be first-round pick on a wedding. So if I don't get the official invite, texts aren't going to work. I'm not coming.
Mm.
Is that a left or a right?
That's a left.
That's a left. Yeah, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
That just means you don't want me there. That's what that means.
I
we
agree.
All know what
yeah.
that means. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, totally. I don't have any more except I did see a Starfish and Coffee on Twitter sent us this picture of this Funyuns Mountain Dew that may or may not be real.
Gross.
And asked if we would drink this.
No,
Funyuns and...
Funyuns flavored Mountain Dew.
Gross.
Are you really?
No, gross.
Who would drink that?
I would drink it to try it.
Oh, okay.
I just want to know what it tastes like.
No,
what
thanks.
Do you
want?
You can tell me how it tastes.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
I'll totally
left
try
on
it.
That. Radio Tinder is presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere. Fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and do what I do. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. All right, coming up next, we had our buddy Blake Harris on. He's our Dodger insider here on the show. And I thought he made a fascinating point about the success of the Dodgers that not enough people are highlighting at the moment. So we'll do some Dodger talk on the other side. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes. Yes, sir. We are here at the Rams Draft House, a beautiful location here. We are so happy to be here.
Gorgeous.
Thankful to the Rams for having us here. DeMarco is joining us today.
Where did you just go, Cap?
So
you just disappeared during the break.
Yeah, because our social media team wants to do a whole bunch of stuff here at the Rams Draft House.
Okay.
Including, now, did you guys see this? Have you seen the Lombardi Trophy at the front of the house?
I did not. I, like, ran in here to get to the
set. You didn't grab it, did you?
Oh, I grabbed it in a big way.
No, you geez. Didn't.
Why? This why is guy. That bad?
I just want to make see what you're in. It's going to be your fault.
Why? Okay. Is that,
exactly.
He why? Did.
Is that bad?
And he's pointing. He's doing his
oh,
point.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
I
let
like
me see.
It. I like it.
Oh, look how bad I look.
I thought you're not
shot.
Supposed to touch it.
When I say bad, I mean good, just yeah. so you know.
Oh.
Not bad meaning bad, but yeah.
bad,
bad
meaning
good.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I just smoothed things over earlier from, you know, you being a little
okay,
too
bad.
Little touchy-feely, you know.
You're not,
oh, really?
You're not, you know, holding the trophy. You're just holding the trophy.
Well, here's the thing. Well, yeah, what did you think? What does holding the trophy mean? What's
well,
your...
holding the trophy and holding the trophy, two different things. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Trying to just.
There's like a pose you can do where you're not
there
actually.
There you go. Right.
Well, here's the thing. They're kind of encouraging everybody to grab it and hold it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fingerprints all over it.
Yeah.
So I
okay.
need some like antibacterial now, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm sure that somewhere.
No, this is dry already.
He's I'm dead serious, it. Too.
No, but I was seeing. Did you guys see any of the videos that have been shot here? So they had Scott Eastwood, the actor, who plays Sean McVay in that really funny trailer video that
yeah,
they put
yeah.
out, right? And so Scott Eastwood is taking lessons from Sean McVay on how to play Sean McVay.
Wow.
And it's super funny because McVay is saying to Eastwood, hey, look, you got to put on the belt, dude. You got to put on the belt for the play calling, you know? And Eastwood is, like, trying to, like, put the belt on, right? Right? And he's, like, tripping over himself and everything. And McVay's like, how are you going to call plays, man? You can't even get the belt on. But McVay teaches Eastwood how to hold the Lombardi Trophy.
Right.
And really, apparently, what you're supposed to do is hold it from the back of the neck so that where the football
yeah.
and the body meet,
yeah.
you're supposed to. So
yeah,
I
the thinnest part. Yeah.
It's kind of like if you ever grab, like, a rattlesnake from the top of the neck because you want to, like.
What? Did you just ask,
I've
have you ever grabbed the
a
rattlesnake
yeah, and the Lombardi Trophy?
What?
All the time.
No.
Yeah.
You've grabbed a rattlesnake before, Cap?
I actually haven't. No.
Oh.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
You know what you said it, so, like, I'm sorry. You're
yeah,
just
but,
like, if you've ever grabbed a rattlesnake before.
No, but
before,
you know, like, you ever seen somebody, like, hold on to a rattlesnake and then
I
put
deal
it
with,
on,
man.
Put,
you see what I deal with here?
Put it on, like, a glass and
this
then, like.
Mother bleeper.
Do
you know what I mean?
De-venom the rattlesnake, dude?
No.
No?
No.
Seen that?
No.
Oh.
I'm so locked in on
it. All right, continue.
Cappy, let me ask you a question. Do you have, like, a pager on your chest? What is it?
Yeah. Oh,
what
is oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, this is in case my patients need me. Okay? So they just beat me.
What is that?
And then I'm, you know, I have to go round at the hospital.
Do you have a, is that an IFB?
Yeah, it's a microphone that the guys gave me.
Oh,
yeah, it's a microphone
okay.
here.
I thought you were wearing like an old school beeper. Or
yeah, right,
you know?
Right, right. Yeah, I may have to go because the hospital may need me
or
in
Rachel's
a few minutes.
Probably
oh, Rachel.
Right, you know what?
It's a new tracking device. It's the new tracking device.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, real quick about the Dodgers. So we had our buddy Blake Harris on yesterday, and we had asked him, hey, what's the thing that's kind of surprised you the most?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, not like super duper surprised, but. The pitching staff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Back end of it, yeah.
Particularly the back end, mm-hmm. right, where, you know, you've got guys stepping up in ways that he did not expect. Gonsolin, right, Haney's is pitched well. I mean, you always – look, you're going to expect Walker Buehler to be a badass. You're going to expect the Clayton Kershaw to be Clayton Kershaw. Same thing with Julio Urias. But it was an unknown, Cap. We talked about this leading into the season. What's going to happen with spots 4 and 5?
Right, right. At one point, we were like, well, maybe David Price is going to be one of the new starters. You know, at one point, we were like, is it Heaney or Haney? Well, I'm not even really sure. Like, that's how little confidence or even information Dodger fans had going into the season on 4 and 5.
Right.
And so that was one of the major question marks coming in to the start of the season. But your point about Blake Harris and what he was bringing up yesterday, is that
what a surprise it's been. And honestly, it's true, because it was such a huge unknown. And look, when you have, and this is the thing, and you know, we've talked a lot about the Rams, right? And like what a good organization they are. They're aligned from the top to the bottom. And the Dodgers are very much in that same vein, right? Like if you think about it, there is a system in place. There are people there kind of figuring stuff out, and they have a collaborative effort, and they make decisions on stuff. And the results, more times than not, are good.
They're both alike in champagne problems. If the biggest problem you had with the Dodgers going into the season was your fourth and fifth starter,
right?
That's pretty darn good. Same thing with the Rams here. I mean, with the draft going by, I mean, how concerned are you about them fixing said problems?
Right.
How many problems are there? There aren't that many champagne problems. I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, for the love of God, you know, you lose, Von Miller. Granted, they don't play the same position, but then Bobby Wagner shows up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, cement truck linebacker. What was Buffalo thinking? I swear, I love Von Miller to death.
No, he had to run to take that deal.
Do you not know that he played next to Aaron Donald? How much did you give him? 120?
6 years.
6 years. Yeah. He's 33.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if they're thinking that here's a two-time Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP, and we've got this team that's young and talented, but what it doesn't necessarily have is one guy on the team who's kind of been there and done that, in this case twice and most recently last year. Do we think there's this great value in Von Miller bringing all of that knowledge and experience?
He definitely brings an it. He brings the it factor, and he can rush the passer. That's going to help them. But
it is true.
Wow, that shocked me. Yeah.
He ran to take that money.
Oh, my God.
Because most of us are like, okay, you know what Vaughn will do?
Yeah.
Is he'll take probably a little less just so he could stay in L.A. He could do TV commercials. He can play for, you know, defending Super Bowl champions. Dude, he ran to take that
way
money.
Way back when Grant Wistrom, he played for the Rams. Mm-hmm. Seattle offered him like $15 million. This is back.
Defensive lineman out of Nebraska?
Defensive end. Back then. His agent called him and said, don't read it, just sign it. don't read it, just sign it right now. Right. Same thing with Von Miller. I was shocked he's not here. He should be here. But I'm really shocked Buffalo gave him all that money and all those years. Yeah. 6 years. Unbelievable.
You know, you call it champagne problems. That's a very funny phrase.
Yeah. Sean McVay.
No, oh, really?
Yeah.
Took it from
That's
him,
what
huh?
he says. Yeah.
Oh. If you were drafting today for the Rams.
Corner. Sorry.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what's the number one position that you'd want to draft, given that they don't even draft until late in the third
edge
round?
Edge rusher and corner.
Yeah.
Can't have
enough of those.
Leonard Floyd is your best outside linebacker, period, bar none, right? Who's your next guy? Who's your second best pass rusher from the edge? We don't know.
Yeah.
Throw bodies at it. Same thing at corner. You trust Jalen Ramsey? Who else do you trust? Throw bodies at it. So today, it seems like this draft is loaded with edge and corners. You can get them on second. Some good players in your third day. Pick a corner today or an edge rusher today.
Yeah, no question. Just keep loading up on that.
No doubt.
And after that, because for me, here's what I want. I always want more offensive linemen.
Right.
Always. Yeah.
You just can't have enough of these guys. And you can find starting offensive linemen, particularly guards and centers.
Yeah.
In the third, fourth,
David
fifth
Edwards,
round.
David Edwards, who started for you in the Super Bowl, you got in the fifth. You know, I mean, look, you can get guys late, especially in this offense. It's very offensive line friendly. You have to be versatile. You're going to be cross-trained, which means you're going to be trained as a left tackle and a right guard at the same time so they can plug and play. That's why they're so good. You're going to have to be smart. It's going to have to be more above the neck than below the neck. So if you can find one of those guys that fits your mold late, absolutely take them. You can make them in the starters.
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting time, too, because most people look at the Rams and they go, well, look how many other teams around the league are now following their – I don't know if everybody's trying to follow it, but people are looking at it and they're going, first-round draft choices. Why pay a kid who hasn't proven himself a bunch of money, who may not be a successful player, when I could go spend that money on a free agent player who I know what I'm going to get, or at least I think I know what I'm going to get, and I can load up the back of my roster with young – inexpensive, hungry kids who can play on kickoff coverage, kickoff return, punt coverage, punt return, and can play some positions.
Well, it's weird because the NFL economics is once you start paying the quarterback, you start hemorrhaging good players.
Correct.
Look at what happened to Seattle. But if you draft a young quarterback that actually pans out and you can win during his rookie deal, then you can keep everyone. But at some point, you're going to lose guys. But that's just the way it goes. But how did you guys – when Arizona beat the Rams that people jumped off the bandwagon, what were they saying about the Stafford deal then? Because I think what they gave up to get him is infinitely worth it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Everybody
yeah,
was crushing them. Everyone was crushing them.
I thought so.
Yours truly.
Yeah.
Except you.
Counterculture. He went the opposite direction. It was a smart move. It was a good play.
Or I'm like, I trust Sean McVay to,
But wouldn't you say it's worth it, two first-round picks
now
to win
a
Super Bowl, and you still got the guy?
Oh, he's one of the worst, actually, now that I thought about it. I just remembered. He literally told Matthew Stafford when we had him on that he didn't buy into him being the guy.
He did not.
Let me tell you what I said. Tell me if you think this is unfair. You ready?
Wait. Stafford's on.
Stafford's on the phone.
He hasn't even played a game yet.
No, he's on the phone.
Really? Okay.
I say, Matthew, listen. I say, Tom Brady walks into the Buccaneers locker room and everybody goes, do what he does. You come walking into this locker room. Should everybody just follow you like that? I mean, what do you say to that? And he was not happy with that kind of a question.
That's not bad. That's not horrible.
That's not what he said.
What did he say?
Laura, can you find the audio?
How bad was it?
Was it bad?
Yeah, Laura will try to find it. I'm not even going to contaminate the jury pool.
Okay? Yeah, don't lead the witness.
I'm not going to contaminate the
jury. I told
you,
he's going to adjudicate all day long. He's going to sit in between a married couple all day long.
Laura will find it. Are we going to talk to Positive K next?
Positive K will happen after What You Need to Know.
Okay.
Spoke to Positive.
Yeah.
He's positive. Okay?
Did you turn a negative into a positive?
Well,
oh, my God. Like Pitbull?
Well, hold on. I'm glad that we're talking to Positive K now that you, sir, are finally negative.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
see that?
That. Yes.
Positive
I see what you
did K there. When we have negative George.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. We'll talk to Positive K. We got What You Need to Know. Also, there's a bunch of stories about the NBA, including one big one about the Lakers and one that could affect the championship race in the NBA that's just dropped a moment ago. We'll have all that stuff along with Positive K coming up in a couple minutes.